I really like those words in that song. It's a really nice song. Well, greetings to each one this morning in precious name of Jesus. I'm excited to be gathered here together with you all to seek the Lord together. Let's just bow for a short word of prayer. Yes, Father, we come before you. Our hearts are filled with gratitude and thankfulness to you, Father, for once again giving us this opportunity to gather, Father. Lord, I just pray that somehow you would be lifted up here. Pray that you would give me utterance and words to speak and that your Spirit would be here among us, Father. Lord, I just pray that we would be changed more into your likeness today by this service, that we would be changed more into your image. I just commit this all into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, the title for my few thoughts I'd like to share with you is found in Luke 21:19. It's a short verse there. It says, "In your patience possess ye your souls." And I guess that's just been on my heart. It gives the Amplified Version says, "By your patient endurance, empowered by the Holy Spirit, you will gain your souls." So I see the word patient as a pretty key word there, and endurance as well with that. And I guess if you forget everything else, I guess if you would remember to remember the word endurance, I guess that the promise, God gives a promise to those that endure to the end. And I think of the verse, maybe we'll touch on some of those verses a little later on endurance as well, but some of the questions that came to my mind is, are we possessing our souls through patience? And what is my first priority in life? Is my soul the first priority? Am I seeking God's kingdom first? Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So with that verse there, I really appreciate that verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that's been another thing that God's been working in my life, and I want him to keep working, but it's easy to allow the cares of this life and other things to take priority, but with God's help, we want to seek his kingdom first. So going on here, patience, I'd like to share a little bit about patience. Patience is a very important word there in that verse, and I have some verses, quite a few scriptures too. I'd like to just let them speak for themselves, and the Bible is very clear, and if we can just allow it to meditate on it here. But patient means bearing pains or trials calmly or without complaint, manifesting forbearance under provocation or strain, not hasty or impetuous, steadfast despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. That's quite a definition there for patience. And I see my need. I see my need in my life for more patience. Patience is a very important fruit that God calls us to have in our lives. May God give us grace. Patience is allowing God to use trials and difficulties to mold us more into His image. Patience doesn't look out for myself and how I can please myself, but seeks to please God no matter the cost. Patience, as used in Scripture, endurance or the fortitude of faith to wait steadfastly with forbearance toward others and hope in the Lord, even through difficulties. Patience may exhibit other qualities such as long-suffering, fortitude, and perseverance, especially in the face of opposition. So this verse is implying that by patiently enduring unto the end, by doing this, we will win our souls. The Lord Jesus did not bid His disciples or us simply to possess our souls in patience. He is telling us that through endurance, we are to win our souls. Souls are for us to win. The word Jesus used literally means obtain your soul. If we endure, we shall at last win our souls. And so I guess that word endure to the end, may God help us to endure to the end and be patient. I just have a burden for, I pray that it can grow, but to a burden for our souls and what are we feeding or what are we going after? Are we feeding our souls or are we feeding other things in life or yeah, may God help us to keep our priorities straight. I just have some verses here I'd like to go down through that have patience in them. There's some verses that maybe we can just ponder on and allow God to speak through His Word here. Romans 5:3-5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Right there. So tribulation worketh patience. So, wow, when there's tribulations in my life, what is that? Is that working? It worketh patience, it says here. May God help us to allow it to do that in our lives. And patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Another verse, some verses in 1 Timothy 6:11 through 12. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. They were instructed to follow after patience as well. Another list of things. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 2 Timothy 3:10 through 12 says, But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Those are some verses to ponder on. There's another verse, some more verses in James 1:1 through 4. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. There it is again. Count it all joy. How do I count it joy when I fall into temptations? May God help us do this. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James 5, 7 through 11. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. This shows us the endurance is the word that comes to my mind again here as I read this. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. So it gives the picture that of endurance. I mean, it's not, we're in a battle here in this Christian life, and it takes a lot of patience to endure unto the coming of the Lord. May God help us. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Here's that word endure again. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. So there it says, you have heard of the patience of Job. We all know what all Job went through, and the trials and the tribulations that he went through. But we know what his end was too. So God blessed him very richly. And may God help us to be faithful. Patience is a very important fruit that God calls us to have in our lives. May God give us grace in this. Once again, the Amplified Version says, by your patient endurance, empowered by the Holy Spirit, you will gain your souls. Those who patiently endure for Christ, rather than renouncing Him, will thus prove the reality of their faith. Those who are genuinely saved will stand true and loyal at any cost. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. Is my life being a true, genuine reflection of Jesus? I just had to think of Jesus' life as He lived here on earth in maybe you could just allow yourself to ponder a little all the things that He went through, and dying on the cross for us, and just all the patient endurance that He showed us. He gave us a true example of this. If so, if our life is a true reflection of Jesus, that is how we will gain our souls, by being faithful to Jesus. By being faithfully and wholeheartedly committed to Christ, we are proving our faith. The world will continue to grow strangely dim and lose its attraction in our lives. God's kingdom will be the number one priority in our lives, and God will be glorified. May God give us the grace to patiently endure unto the end. Matthew 24:13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So there we see that, once again, that the promise is not to those that begin, but it's to those that endure unto the end. I'd like to read Hebrews 12:1-11. Maybe we could turn there. very beautiful verses there for us to ponder. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Here it says, for joy. He endured the cross with joy. Wow. Are we patiently enduring with joy? That was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. The Lord, here we have that, I'll just read this again. The Lord Jesus did not bid his disciples or us to simply possess our souls in patience. He is telling us that through endurance we are to win our souls. Souls are for us to win. The word Jesus used literally means obtain your soul. If we endure, we shall at last win our soul. Another word I like to look at a little as possess. Possessor, to have possession of, take possession of, having the power to have and hold as property, own, to have as an attribute, knowledge or skill, to take into one's possession, to enter into and control firmly, dominate. So Jesus said, in your patience possess ye your souls. So as we look at the description of possess here, it's not something that we can just do in a day or maybe a year. Or I get the picture of by being faithful to God all our lives and allowing him to work in us more fully, we are possessing our soul and saving and winning our soul. Jesus in his own words tells us to possess our souls. 1 Thessalonians 4:4 says that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Sanctification, the process and state of being set apart for God's possession and service. Have I set apart my life for God's service? Am I completely surrendered to his will and working in my life? By setting apart our lives for God's will and purpose, we are possessing our souls. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, And I pray, God, your hope, spirit, and soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. When our life is ended here on the earth, our soul will continue on into eternity. Our soul is the most important part of our lives, and it's our duty to be preparing our soul for eternity. God gives us each the responsibility to care for our own souls. But what are we doing with this responsibility? Just a question there to ponder again. What are we doing with this responsibility of our soul? It's a high calling. It's a big responsibility. And God help us to be faithful. Another, am I daily feeding my soul and meditating on God's Word? Some verses to go with that that I really appreciate. Joshua 1:8 through 9. We're considering meditating on God's Word, and His Word is amazing. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Couple of verses I really appreciate. Psalms 1, verse 1 through 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That I really appreciate that verse. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. For myself, I'd like to grow in this, meditating on God's Word more and feeding my soul. My heart this morning, I just like to remind us a little bit of the importance of possessing our souls with patient endurance. God gave us this direction and commanded us to do this as the end of times draw near. And it seems to me that even now the end is drawing near. So may we take this command very seriously and move to action by God's grace to possess our souls. It's just kind of on my heart, my burden, that God would help us to endure to the end and to be patient, enduring people that are faithful in whatever He calls us to do in life. I'd like to have a few more verses on enduring. Romans 2:7. To them who by patient continuance, there you see that again, patient continuance. That's just a beautiful, beautiful verse there. To them who by patient continuance in well doing seek for glory and eternal glory and honor and immortality, and then there's eternal life. So it's saying by patient and continuance in well doing, that's how we'll gain eternal life. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Also in Hebrews 3:14 as well. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. May God help us to do this, to be faithful and in enduring unto the end. That's about all I have. I'd like to close yet with a verse in Colossians, if I could. Colossians 1:9. Some beautiful verses here. This is my heart's desire. Colossians 1:9, it says, For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So thank you. That's all I have. And if we could, I would like to sing song number 517. It would be a blessing. Thank you.